Begin the current daf and sech this bamatzi daf kuf ches. Begin on an alf. Begin tes master. Begin with the gemara of lokitz on feha. So to chop down his branches. I mean, that was the curse that he said that he shouldn't have children. What? Which? Why was he so upset? Because actually shezehu yoisi yar atzmai. Because there was actually the forest shel parzik rafila, which is that the beginning and the end belong to the governor. And the v'loy ha'isa yodai b'al klal, and therefore he didn't really do anything wrong. And the kach kila, therefore he cursed him for having his trees cut down. Next, this matter begins the gemara. Ha'imam da'afzik b'raksa d'nahara, that this one who takes possession by the riverbanks, which is kibul b'taskav b'namelech, that he received from the taxes from the king of the Israel, according to the way Rashi explains. Now, l'hachik kamar, that's why it says the achzik. It says they took possession. Like kamar the zavin that he bought it, and could I mean like a month? As the Gemara says later on, zavim and mesayim, but for 200 of me'akim bought from a non-Jew, because it wasn't bought. It was that situation when you pay the taxes, and machin hai. So to this of manda achzik beini achi. The Gemara brings that this guy who takes possession amongst the brothers, Mefarsh Ben Tam explains Davka b'da Achzik. We're talking about specifically where the guy just takes possession of it. Shaisa Karka Hefka, where the property was ownless, and Bekevela Memelech B'taska, he received from the king by paying the taxes. Then we say Limasakinle, we don't remove him. And Rav Nachman Davka b'ni Achim Askinle, and according to Rav Nachman, specifically between brothers, you remove him. Because also Yesim Midai Shloik Hagen. Where he just did very much a wrong thing, la'achzik bin achim, take possession amongst brothers. I'm sure b'tzlanis, but because of the halacha of bar mitzvah, of people on the boundaries, lo misakin le, for that, we don't remove him. When it comes to hefker, such a situation, it doesn't apply yashabatayv, which usually the halacha by, as it is by mitzvahnis. They could have also received this land, which was hefker from the king by paying the tax. They weren't concerned. Aval b'machar, but regarding a sale, oh, moedim heim kulam, they all agreed the shaykh did b'metz. Of course, the halacha b'metz would apply. To l'havel l'lesuga daite, the metzrin, because the people who are, and the neighbors, didn't have to entertain shoyah b'ayel m'ritz l'nuka that he was going to sell. And it was not appropriate for you to go ahead and buy what's between brothers. Nadoi sabi, then Nadoi held the filach, even so, shaykh was yisrael yesh b'dayv. Yeshua would even apply in such a case. Now, Bahashtas is sharp, and now makes sense. Hold the army in our doy, Mishmaidra of Nachman, that Mishmaid in our sugi, that in and ola karkois, that there's no halacha vayna on properties where that there's no overcharging. Now, Matran is coming, we're talking about where it's going to halacha of Ba Metzra, because Mukh Biksubis, Pekamon, the Tzaditas Mabez, the Kamarava, Gabetar Shliach, regarding when the agent makes a mistake. That v'amamar, but the master said in ano lekarkois, that there's no halacha v'ano on properties. Mitzvahnis. That's regarding the halacha of a bar mitzvah shukein shliach, where he's like an agent shamekach liyishliach, because really the purchase is not going to be his, because he has to really give it to the neighbors, and we're saying, well, I didn't ask you to make it worse for me, etc. And therefore, based on what we're saying, so v'insach literally kipesh akunches grunt to be pressed to explain like Rashi, the Rav Nachman less late dima metzah, that would come out, Rav Nachman does not hold him dima metzah. No, it's not true, because we're not explaining that it was with a sale. We're explaining that it was by situation of hefker. But by case of a sale, most definitely everyone would agree that there is halacha of a sisi shvatayib and there's halacha of a metzah. Next test, Matthew begins the Gemara b'idna, the kosv v'parsoi, but now currently that the Persians that they write, so he said we remove this guy from the riverside, which like Yerusha Kuntra, not like Rashi, the Mefarash that he explained to Masakin Le, that we remove him because Sharishin Kondam in the Melech, because the first guy really acquired from the king. No, Ella, the Masakin Le, Labola Hagzik, Likatkhila. The guy who's come to take possession initially, that because he bought the rights with the taxes, Mishum, the reason is the Kibin, the Kasvi, Parasoy, Bahulu, in other words, that they write that you get all the way into the river. So it's not like the second guy that we Rashi said, so because the first guy already has it. No, we remove the first guy. Because Chesim are concerned that he should not go ahead and take possession all the way up until the river, because the way the king writes it for him. Yaakov Hilechas wins, and he's going to stop the boat from going by. Will be Aslan Namal from them coming to the port. And therefore, Vekatzinle, we penalize them, Shem Hochi, for this reason, Listalik Mikulodaks, to remove him from the whole area. Even what's beyond the river, because we don't want him anywhere near, because he's going to go and block anyone from coming even close, and even some of the river itself, the way the Persians write for it.